David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
Our new morning show. This is Cap and Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
All right. All right, thank you, Danny, JR, Jeff, Rick Hahn.
A lot of fun. It's opening day for the home schedule for the White Sox. The Cubs are in Pittsburgh. Day one of the Masters. Abraham Answer is your early leader, along with Siwoo Kim. They are both two under.
Surprised it's not on in the studio. Should be on because Randy's going to be here, right? Is Randy here?
Yeah, I saw
the
Randy.
The coverage doesn't begin until 3 o'clock.
That's all right. He likes
the Golf Channel doesn't have anything on?
He likes to keep the TV warmed up and ready to go. So turn on the Golf Channel for Randy.
The Masters has their own masters.org.
So you can watch it online. I know that because I'll have it on my computer today. But, like, this is the Super Bowl of golf. It's the biggest event they do. Do you think they're going to start the Super Bowl in the third quarter? That's just stupid.
Merkin's yelling at you. He's like,
I got to tell you,
they don't care.
Merkin is the most mild-mannered, non-confrontational human being ever. You're pissing him off so much right now, Cap. Is that what is this, Cap's first rodeo?
Your lack
Golf
of,
Channel?
Your lack of Masters knowledge is irritating him behind his glass here.
Guess what, Merkin? I played the course. Take that.
Oh, look at that flex.
Throwing out the bona fides as we talk to Carmen and Yurko.
Let's go out to the PointsBet Sportsbook in Crestwood.
It annoys me, too. But, Cap, I mean, really, you're pretending like you didn't know this.
I'm not saying that. I just, every year, I think, maybe they'll get smart. No, at least let the Golf Channel have the first 3 hours.
It is ridiculous. You know, now, you can go to Masters.com. I've got it up on my laptop right now. But you're not watching. They basically have featured groups. You can watch Amen Corner. I don't know if anybody's even there yet. You can watch Amen Corner. You can watch 4, 5, and 6, and then there's usually a featured group, so you can watch a little. But we complain about this every year. What are they thinking? Why? But they don't care. Merkin's right. They don't give a damn. They do it the way they're going to do it. You got to go to their website, basically, and the rest of us just have to wait until 2 o'clock. I think it's 2 o'clock, not 3.
This is the same crew
that
banned Gary McCord, who was one of the most entertaining golf broadcasters.
Correct.
Because he said, boy, these greens, they're like they're bikini wax.
Correct.
Boom, gone.
They said, you're banned for life. That's it. You're banned from the store. Never allowed to
come
back.
And he tried to apologize. They said, yeah, good. We accept it. You're out.
They don't want to hear anything about it.
Love a good bikini wax.
Yeah, and then the other line he dropped was, when you hit it in the middle of the fairway and there's like these big swales, you could literally be in the middle of the fairway and the ball's 4 feet above you. He's like, well, they bury dead bodies out here?
Oh, man. Don't Boom. Say that.
Yep. Those were the two egregious
moves. Yeah, that's why he's not on the Masters anymore.
Correct. But it is glorious that it's finally here. You know, I love it. I shouldn't say finally. Hell, we had it 5 months ago, but it's so great.
It's why Jim Nance is still there. Jim Nance, you could tell him to do whatever you want him to do, he'll do. He don't care.
Correct.
Well, he'll sell out to everybody.
You know, you can't, like, the announcers, can't. They have to call them the patrons, right? Like,
right.
You
right.
get in trouble.
Can't
they don't call them the patrons. They're not fans.
That's right. Yeah.
Correct.
Everything's very...
My guy Hoodie's got it on his iPad. He's got
I'm watching
the,
it, yeah.
I got it
the whole thing.
I got the four screens going, Carm.
Yeah. Oh, you do? That's nice. You got the... I don't think I have that.
I got the four screens.
Oh, here
going.
It is. I got you.
15 and 16 is not
tiles.
Ready yet.
Smart. There you go. I got the tiles up now, too. Nice.
Yeah,
there
15 and 16 is not available yet.
Not yet.
Listen, we got to focus for a 4-hour show here today, so I don't need Carmen focusing on the Masters.
With the Masters on, it's going to be rough, especially because my guy Corey Connors is one shot off the lead.
There you go.
Let's go, Corey.
He is great on SportsCenter. I love that.
I have a ticket on Abraham Answer.
Nice. You want that one. Sell it after today. If he's in the lead or if he's in the top five, put it on Prop Swap, baby.
We will see. It's going to be fun. I love the event. I do.
It's best.
It's spectacular.
It's the best in sports, right?
It's the best day in sports.
Okay. Best day in sports, Carl.
There's a lot of best days in sports, guys.
Until the first Saturday in May,
yeah,
that's
right.
The Derby.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, like, the opening day is the best day in sports. Opening NFL Sunday is the best day in sports.
NFC first 2 days of the NCAA tournament.
NCAA tournament, the Masters, you know.
Wild card weekend in the NFL.
Breakfast at Wimbledon. I mean, there's a lot of best days in sports.
No question. So.
Breakfast at Wimbledon. Breakfast at Wimbledon. How do you get peaches and cream? Come on. Or strawberries and cream.
Yeah, strawberries.
WrestleMania.
Right. WrestleMania.
NFL Championship Sunday.
Championship Sunday. Best day in sports.
Hoodie said that he's going to set me up this weekend's WrestleMania. He's going to give me the winners to gamble on. You can gamble on it.
I didn't know you could gamble on that.
Absolutely you can.
Really?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I'll type it.
Now, I don't want to offend anybody here.
Don't go. You're not going to offend me. I know what you're
going
to say.
But
you're not offending me.
But how can you bet on a sport that's staged and scripted?
Hey!
Well, I mean, seriously, how can they allow that?
That's what I said.
Well, how do you know who's going to win? You can say whatever you want. It's still athleticism. It's sports entertainment.
I agree it's athleticism, but don't they already know who's going to win? Isn't that all scripted out?
Yeah, but do you know? That's why you bet.
Right, but that's why I want to become friends with one of the wrestlers and go, dude, play this guy. It's going to be a huge upset.
Big upset, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, it's entertaining. Don't get me wrong.
No, I'm not.
And it's athleticism. You're right.
I'm not defending wrestling, especially now with the WWE, but I'm saying that it's like anything else. It's like betting red car versus blue car, which one's going to go down your block first, right?
Yeah.
The same thing with wrestling. Like, there's opponents. All right. There's athleticism. Now you got to pick who's going to win.
I had no idea. Yeah.
Saturday night, what time does it all start?
See, it's Saturday and Sunday, and I believe it starts at 6 our time.
Because Brett, yesterday, Dad, one of the screens has got to be WrestleMania. You got to buy that. So we're going to get
absolutely.
It. We're going to get
it. It's on the Peacock Network.
Oh, it's on the Peacock.
Yeah, they name it after Hoodie's wife.
Yes, that's correct.
So you can find that easily, right? That's on one of your screens, the Peacock Network.
I'm sure I'll find it.
Carmen's got it somewhere.
That's...
You know, the guy works the computer like there's no tomorrow.
Looking forward to it.
Hey, tell us about the atmosphere. I hear the wind blowing through in Crestwood.
The wind is blowing. Yurko made the point. The high temperature of the day has already come and gone, unfortunately.
It's been achieved.
You know, it's only going to continue to go down as the day goes on. But as long as it doesn't rain, I'm going to the game today. And as long as it's not raining, it should be good. And it's not too cold. But, we're outside and we're covered, so we're not going to get wet. But the wind's gusting a little bit. But I'm telling you, what they did down here at the OTB, now that PointsBet has the sports book open.
It's phenomenal.
I mean, it's phenomenal.
It's phenomenal.
So one wall has 12 televisions. They are 75 inches each, and there are 12 of those. And then on the wall right on the other side of the room, you've got a big projection screen, and that is flanked by another 6 75-inch TVs on the left and another 6 75-inch TVs on the right. Start adding up all the inches. It's a lot of inches of television, boys, I'm going to tell you, all right?
It's a lot of inches, yeah.
It's a lot of inches.
Yeah, and around the bar,
they got
the bar, they got double-sided TVs. So if you're sitting on one side of the bar, you just look up, and across the way is the backside of what normally would be a TV. But it's not what normally would be the backside of TV is now the front side of a TV.
Correct.
They're fantastic.
There's TVs anywhere.
It's a ring of TVs.
They're everywhere.
An oval, if you will.
And you can be in, like, the old OTB part. You can be in the new points book, like, sports book part. I mean, there's truly something for everybody. Merkin gave us $70. We got to make some wagers for him. We'll bet some horses. We got some golfers. It is pouring right now. As Hoodie asked for the weather update.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Since
it's raining.
In the last minute, I mean, the skies have opened up, and for the first time this morning, I mean, it is absolutely pouring right now, and the sky is pretty gray. Let's hope it passes.
I think Mike Thomas, boss, is going to need a parka at the end of this one because the rain is pelting him, I think, in the back right
Mike's
now.
Like the closest to the edge of the awning that we're underneath.
He's on the southern front, if you will.
Yeah, he's getting wet.
And then we've got an awning here, so we have some listeners here.
Yes.
Mr. DeFilippo, Mr. Marcy, all right.
Fat Mike's here.
John DeFilippo's out there?
John DeFilippo's here, yeah.
John DeFilippo's out here.
He's going to tell us why, they're going to make the
different John DeFilippo. Hold on, relax, guys.
And congratulate Mike on the promotion to engineer.
He's jack of all trades, Mike.
There you go.
Over here.
Yeah.
Gotta do what you have to do, kid.
He was our engineer last week, too.
That's
God bless.
It. When we're out and about, Mike's our guy. That's the way it's going to work.
He's the king.
Mike's coming down with us to the Indianapolis 500 on Fast Friday.
That's in about a month.
Yeah, about a month from now, we're going to be going to Indy.
You believe it?
That's
it feels
awesome.
Good. We're getting back out and about, boys.
Indy 500, right. Best day of the year.
Best sporting event, best day of the year. I love it.
I'm just telling you.
Sunday at the U.S. Open, best day of the year. Yeah, there's got to be like 10 best sports days of the year, right? That's okay.
Oh, it's the best.
We were talking earlier. My partner here, guys, is not sure if he wants to be cremated or buried. And he's concerned that if he's buried, he's claustrophobic. And I'm like, You're dead, aren't you?
You won't know.
Yeah, but do you ever hear the horror stories about, like, they think someone's dead and then they're not?
You imagine that?
Jeez.
Oh, God.
I mean, I guess by the time they embalm you, you're dead anyway, right? I mean, it's not like you can pump you with formaldehyde and be alive, right?
Yeah, so you're being embalmed.
There's no way you could wake up in that box, right? Yeah. I mean, because I worry about that, too.
And they put you in that oven.
Or they put you in the drawer. Yeah, can you imagine if you're in the drawer and you're alive? Oh, my God.
You're in the morgue.
It's a metal contaminant. Good Lord in heaven.
Oh, God, it's a little hot.
Just thinking about it freaks me out like beyond belief. I don't know. I think I want to be in the mausoleum. I'd rather be like in the wall, not in the ground, I think.
Put me in the oven, boys.
That's in the oven? You want the oven?
Yeah, I've already got my guys taking care of me. Prepaid when I go.
Oof. Prepaid?
I have the boys.
You already all paid up?
Prepaid. Prepaid. That way I'm not a burden on the children.
That's good. Yeah.
I want to be a burden on the children.
We got a call that when my mom passed, my dad had owned plots, and my mom then had them. We didn't know about this. Yeah. My brother calls me last week. He goes, dude, we've got plots in a cemetery.
That's right.
I'm like, dude, I'm not all in on...
Oh, you have a plot. So they already bought your plot?
Think about this. Let's go back to 1970. It was Herb Tarlick in, like, you know, in white shoes and a plaid suit says, hey, I got a deal on plots. You want to go?
Right.
And Marshall Kaplan's like, I'm in. Take that.
We're going to get four for the price of two. We're just going to buy them all right now.
Buried together.
You have plots, guys. They were running a special, so you're right next to us.
So my wife is like, don't plan on me. I'm getting cremated. I'm like, I'm thinking about that.
I don't know,
asking me, do you know what you want to do with these? No, I'm 60. I don't really want to make that decision yet.
I don't want to think about it yet. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I mean, guess what, guys? There's hourglasses above all our heads right now.
Yeah.
Sands through the hourglass. These will be the days of your lives. Then that last grain goes down and you're done. That's it.
But Captain,
shake the fork in with. Have a plan, Jonathan. Have a plan.
Yeah, my plan's already taken care of at AR Leaks or Rainer over there. We're fine on the south side. It's already taken care of. They're going to take me out on a meat slab. I feel bad for the pallbearer, so we're going to put wheels on it. So they're just going to roll me right in the back of the wagon. That's just roll me back. Don't carry the casket. Just roll me in.
Conveyor belt, honey. Just here we go.
Meller said you got to be careful of the kind of the weird wheel that you have at DeJules. Yes. Make sure that the wheels are good because it might be a bulky wheel. You don't want to have that.
You get a bulky wheel on one of those things. that ain't any good. you know, one corner falls and the casket's open.
He's down.
Nobody needs to see it.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine?
Somebody help me over here.
I don't think I can lift it.
That's so good. Cap, you're going off to the with the aliens anyway, you said, when it's all said and done. Now, I get it. You still want to tell them what, you know, the specifics about what to do with your corpse, but you're going off with the aliens, right?
I know we're going somewhere else because I was there.
I hope so. I just don't get the connection to the aliens. I'll never understand that.
How do they get the connection that you feel like you could be claustrophobic if you're dead? It's all over.
Yeah, that's true.
It's all over.
Well, here's the thing. I think I'm leaning into cremation because I'm claustrophobic. And Danny goes, hey, just a memo to you. If you're claustrophobic, why are you not going to feel the heat when they're burning you?
Good question.
Good point.
That's a fair question by Danny.
Yes. All right, we'll get out of your way. Go have
all
fun.
All right, boys.
Go
see you
White
tomorrow.
Sox.
Go Sox. After yesterday, mod on.
Oh, God.
We're going up on a tee next.
Jeez. By the way, points bet, here's a tip. Play the White Sox today. They're going to win.
Oh, I like it. All right.
All right. Have a great day.
All right.
All right. Carmen Yerk are next from the Points Bet Sportsbook in Crestwood. White Sox baseball coming up at 2 o'clock. Have a great day. See ya.
Welcome to the Carmen and Yurko Opening Day live broadcast. We are live from the Points Bet Sportsbook at Club Hawthorne in Crestwood.
Listen on the ESPN Chicago app. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Opening day on the south side. Let's hope they get it in. I kept hearing that there will be a window and that this will pass. Tracy Butler in about 30 minutes will give us a quick update for the day, what we can expect. If they can't play today, of course, they've got the built-in day off tomorrow, so they will just move game one here on the south side into tomorrow. We're on the southwest side in Crestwood at the Club Hawthorne OTB in the beautiful new Points Bet Sportsbook that is open here. It is fantastic. What a day to come on out and watch a lot of day baseball. The golf, which will be on TV a little bit later this afternoon, they're underway at Augusta. We'll get an update from Teddy G and talk about gambling at 11. So it's going to be a busy day. We're talking a lot of baseball. The Cubs and the Sox both had very rough and frustrating outings yesterday.
And before you lambast Tony La Russa and the Chicago White Sox, I want to remind you that right across 294, the expressway, a famous piece of White Sox history, they had a youngster from that area, a father-son combo. It was a day of shame.
Yes, a day of shame.
For the Chicago White Sox and White Sox fans.
You're talking about the Alcipians, the favorite Alcipians.
My
the
favorite
famous
Alcipians of all time, the Legueux family.
Yes.
William Legueux.
Yes.
We're right here. We're neighbors. Okay? We're doing a White Sox opening. I wanted
I'm
to bring
to
up the fact that we're right across the highway from Alsip. On a great day in White Sox history. You're welcome. I'm here for you.
I don't know like why that needs to be brought up and why you're needling me with that right now.
I want you to get in the mood of lambasting La Russa by remembering a negative moment in White Sox history.
Listen, this isn't even about lambasting one specific person. And maybe a state of lambastation is too strong just a week in. Now, am I frustrated by the opening week? Yes. I'm sorry that that offends some White Sox fans. You know, I had a guy yesterday very upset with me because I don't say anything nice about the White Sox.
That's
I'm not
right.
here to say nice things about the White
you
Sox.
You are a negative Nancy.
If you don't like it, I don't know what to tell you. But my job is to not to come on and just, oh, let's say things that are nice about the White Sox. First of all, I do say things that are nice, actually.
You do.
I speak the truth about the White Sox.
Yeah, you're very positive.
Okay, I've spoken the truth about the White Sox for many years. If you don't like that, I'm sorry. But it's not my job just to say, everything's fine. I'm just going to talk about the things that are nice.
Smell the roses, Carm.
Everything's nice. Well, I got news for you. Everything's not nice. The White Sox have committed an American League high 7 errors in a week.
Seven errors. They're on track for 162, Carm.
Twice yesterday, your base running, or lack thereof, runs you out of an inning. Twice.
Boy. Can't give away outs, Carm.
When you put the first two runners on in the second inning,
right.
Luis Robert, for some reason, is getting picked off second by the catcher.
How's that happen?
Explain to me how that should
You're
happen.
You're falling
exactly.
asleep on the base pass.
After a disastrous sixth inning, you load the bases with nobody out in the seventh. Zach Collins pops out to short, and then Jose Abreu gets doubled off. There weren't two outs. There was one out. Gets doubled off at second base. I can't just say things that are nice. I'm sorry. It was an extremely frustrating seven games to start the year.
Wait a minute,
and this is what happens when your team has high expectations. Get used to it, White Sox fans, because for years,
that's right.
you bitched and complained. All you guys do is talk about the Cubs, and the Cubs are the only team you talk about because the Cubs were good and they were winning. Now it's time to talk Sox, and it might not always be good because the expectations are high. And I expect better than what we saw. And I think every player in that clubhouse and every person in that organization would tell you that we shouldn't only talk about the nice things right now because they can't be happy with their first seven games.
Sleepy on the base paths? Like the manager sleepy in the dugout. Right? What was he thinking during that big inning?
I have no idea. Let's listen to it, though. I'll give Tony credit. He wore it. And look, the guy's 76, and he's the most accomplished manager of the last 50 years. So Tony understands he's got to wear it.
Let's listen to Tony La Russa
talk about the disastrous sixth inning in Seattle yesterday.
Well, we were in an excellent position going to the sixth inning, and I think the best way to explain the sixth inning, I mean, I did a really lousy job of managing that inning, and it really hurt our chances to win.
Can you expand on that, Tony?
Well, I'd rather not. You watch the game. I did a lousy job.
I mean, as simple as that. Did a lousy job.
Did he keep the guy in too long?
And he went on to say that, yes, Matt Foster was obviously hung out. He was the sacrificial lamb for some reason yesterday.
Well,
I'm not quite sure why when you're trying to win a game.
All right, there's no sacrificial lambs when you're winning a game. When you're trying to win a game, what are you doing keeping him out there? You're not down 9-2.
I don't know.
I mean, come on.
And I also...
He had nobody up in the bullpen?
Nobody. Until it was too late. The damage had been done before Ruiz finally came in. The damage was done. And unfortunately, Matt Foster's been, you know.
And it didn't matter what Foster threw up there. It could have been high.
Well, and it was.
And they were. And they were still hitting the ball.
The Ty France at bat was probably the at bat of the game. And in your most high leverage moment, is that the reliever you're trusting most in that situation? You know, I thought we were beyond the days of your closer's got to pitch the ninth. And even Tony La Russa has talked about the idea of using your best relievers in the most high leverage spots. And if you knew Hendricks was going to pitch, and you knew he was going to pitch yesterday, you knew he was going
right.
to. Now, ideally, he pitches the ninth. But I thought Tony was here to be able to look at the situation and say, geez, guys, let's walk through this as an organization. Let's walk through this in the dugout right now. He's going to pitch. He has to. He hasn't pitched in a few days.
Yes.
He's going to pitch today. The way you played it, he pitched when the game was meaningless.
Right.
Why not talk amongst yourself? Was it ever broached? Hey, this is the game. Do we want to win this game or not? Are we treating it like, eh, who cares? It's getaway day. We're going for the opener. If that's the case, fine. Come out and say it. If you're looking around with your people in that dugout saying, okay, are we trying to win this game or not? If we are, the most high-leverage situation is right here, right now. And when we get to the ninth, if we have a one-run lead, we'll figure it out then with all these great arms that we trust in our bullpen anyway. What's going on? I don't know. But how are you treating the game yesterday?
I love White Sox angst so early in the year.
It's
this
not
is beautiful.
Even, it's not even angst, Yurko.
No,
it's frustration, and every White Sox fan has a right to be frustrated after that game
it's
yesterday.
It's the result of having high expectations.
It is.
It's a result of watching this team play last year when it was a year early. They arrived. We didn't know if they were going to be able to, from 71, 72 wins, whether they were going to be able to vault to 80. It was a shortened season. They played some great baseball. They played energetic baseball. And they were better than people thought they were going to be. And they qualified for the playoffs even though they were crappy end of the end of the year.
They were, you're right.
They went into the playoffs with no momentum. They got eliminated right away, which led to an offseason of excitement, led to an offseason of acquisition. You ended up strengthening your starting staff. And why wouldn't a White Sox fan be excited going into the season? They are. And this is the result of excitement. This is the result of expectations. You should be disappointed.
Disappointed.
I will not cheat you of your disappointment.
Thank you.
All right? You're going to have it. Everybody at 35th and Shields down there and in Bridgeport and in the suburbs.
And in Evergreen Park.
Should be disgruntled.
And in Mount Greenwood.
Should be disheartened.
And in Bronzeville.
If I was a White Sox fan right now, I would be knee-deep in bourbon. Drinking my sorrows away from what that managing performance was and that pitching performance was.
I was so
night.
Mad I couldn't even do a Whiskey Wednesday review last night. Yurko, you lived this and Cub fans lived it, right, for about three, mm-hmm. four seasons.
Mm-hmm.
This is what high expectation
right.
looks and feels like.
Right.
And not everybody's going to react the same way, and that's fine. But don't come down on your White Sox friends that are a little bit
right.
upset, that are a little bit disappointed, and a week or not. I'll tell you, I can show you in my phone all the White Sox fans, my White Sox
all your
fan
buddies
friends that were very upset last night. I can show you in my Twitter
guys
timeline.
Guys that are disheartened with the White
disheartened.
Sox.
Our buddy.
They're agreeing with you.
From Bet Sports, Reed right. Rooney, who is a diehard White Sox fan and played college baseball. Venting to me and our former intern extraordinaire Anthony Mazzucca venting to me and my brother venting to me and one of my
Which
best
one?
Friends who's a White Sox Louis a
Little
White
Louis?
Sox fan
Little Louis
Anthony's a Cub fan my one of my best friends in life who's a White Sox fan venting to me and can you believe this and how is this happening and what's going on and what did La Russa do and at least he wore it but my God and now he's cost him two games. This is what it's like for a lot of fans and it is frustrating. When we come back, I want to play the follow-up. Actually, Mellor, do we have time to play right now, or do we have to break?
Sure, we can get it in quickly. It's not
all right,
that
play
long.
It real quick, and then we're going to talk to Brooks Boyer. Play the follow-up here about the bullpen to Tony La Russa. This is what he went on to say about Foster and the rest of the bullpen.
I guess, is it a product of, you know, I don't think you've had a start six innings long at this point, and you're kind of, you know, stretching some guys, or, you know, is there any more depth to turn to?
No, I mean, we were really set up to pitch the last four innings of the game. I mean, we had all those innings covered. Just, you know, I didn't do what I was supposed to do. And, we paid the price by all those extra runs. So, I mean, I don't enjoy saying it, but I enjoy less trying to not take responsibility.
So Tony didn't beat around the bush too much yesterday. He said he did an awful job managing. He's wearing that one. He put it on him. Let's see how the Sox bounce back later today. What can we expect for a new year on the south side at the ballpark with limited fan attendance and everything else? And when do they expect to get a little bump of fans when the city and the state allows it. We will talk to Brooks Boyer from the White Sox coming up next.
Live from the Points Bet Sportsbook at Club Hawthorne in Crestwood, this is an ESPN 1000 opening day live broadcast. Carmen and Yurko.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
We are live on the southwest side, the Club Hawthorne OTB and the Points Bet Sportsbook. It is beautiful. We're outside. It's temperature's dropping a little, but I understand there is a window for them to play baseball later today for the home opener, and I certainly hope that's the case. I'll be heading over there when we're off there at 2. We go all the way to 2 today, and then Connor McKnight steps
that's
in
right.
with an extended pregame. Len and DJ with the first call just after 3 o'clock today here on your home for the White Sox, ESPN 1000, the great ESPN Chicago app. Tracy Butler will give us some weather in about 20. We shoot over to the south side now, and we say hi to Brooks Boyer to talk about some of the new stuff at the park and what fans can expect as they are allowed back in the building for the first time in over a year. Brooks, what's going on? Happy opening day, home opening day.
Gentlemen, great to hear from you. And yes, opening day is finally here. It's been way too long. So excited to get fans back in here. And hopefully Tracy will give us a good update in 20 minutes.
What is the sod father told you? You know he's monitoring the Doppler.
Right.
What has Roger Bossert said? Is there a window?
Well, here's the thing, guys. I don't know if you knew this. 55th year for Roger Bossert.
55th. That's amazing.
55th.
It's amazing.
That is really it's something else. And what we're hearing now is you know, knock on wood, window. You're hearing that beautiful word of window, and hopefully we'll be able to get this thing in. We think right now. We're being confident on opening day.
Good. All right. And so I will be one of the roughly 8,000 or 9,000 fans that are allowed in the building today. Mm-hmm. I mean, just while it's not what you guys want yet, you understand the situation. What can we expect coming over there today? Not so much from what's new. We'll get to that. But just with social distancing and everything else and how careful you guys are trying to be and how responsible you're trying to be, what can fans expect as they kind of move in and out of the park today?
Well, it's going to be different. The first thing is that's going to be different is when you get to the ballpark, you park your car, you're walking through here. You know, there's no tailgating, so that whole atmosphere is not there. That will be, I think, the biggest thing people will notice. But you have to enter in a specific gate based on where your ticket location is going to be. And once you're inside and you're in that area or you're in your seats, you are now in a zone. It's almost like your own little neighborhood. It has its own concession stand, has its own retail, its own bathrooms. And you'll be sharing that zone with physically distanced pods of tickets. So it will be a little bit different, but we're hoping that once that first pitch goes, it's baseball and it's fans and it's the great game being shared with our fans, and that's what we're looking forward to the most.
Brooks Boyer from the White Sox joining us, Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000. So, Brooks, on that, like, one of the truly great things about the ballpark is walking around that concourse, you know, especially for mm-hmm. a lot of times people have young kids and they don't necessarily sit still. I mean, it's, you know, you can walk that concourse from home plate and do a full lap and still see into the park and kind of see what's going on. Is that not allowed? When you talk about being in those zones, is that off limits for now?
Right. Yeah, for now, that is going to be off limits.
Okay.
Taking the lap and, you know, and unfortunately our Xfinity Kids deck is going to be shut down until we get to a place where we're comfortable that it's safe for all those kids participating, those families to participate. So there are going to be some things that we still have to wait for. And, mm-hmm. you know, we're willing, you know, we've been great partners with the Cubs and with the city to get what we've been able to get to this point. And we hope to do it right for our fans so we can continue this thing and then, you know, obviously expand it as the summer comes into play.
Brooks, one of my favorite things to do at the ballpark is to go in, get myself a nice cold beer and a hot mm-hmm. dog smothered in onions. Oh, food options, because there's people handling everything. What are food options when you're out there, you know, in this time of pandemic?
For sure. Well, you're going to be able to get that, and
thank
you can
heavens.
Double smother. You can double smother because you didn't have any last year.
Yeah, right. So, I agree with you.
Double the gluttony. It's all welcome. And on top of it, Yurko, you're going to be able to sit in your seat, go to the ballpark app, and mobily order food. And be able to pick it up at the concession stand.
Here's your thing. Everybody's a VIP.
That's right.
That's what you've got to put that out there. Everyone's a VIP.
Wait, Brooks, is that just like rate. Is that just on the White Sox app, or is there a special ballpark app? Like, explain so people know.
There is the ballpark app is where people are going to be managing their tickets, because remember, tickets are all digital. They're all going to be on your phone. The best place to manage your tickets is if you download the ballpark app. It's the easiest way to manage it, and that's where, you know, we'll have people, just like a restaurant, when you go in and you face your camera at the QR code and the menu pops up, it's going to be that simple. So we're excited. I like the VIP idea. I kind of like my double gluttony, though. I think that's pretty good, too.
It's got a positive connotation.
I went all 2020 without going to the ballpark to have the best hot dogs in the major leagues
fantastic.
Are on the south side. Yeah. I mean, it's like the whole year, you know? It's like, and I don't eat much, I don't eat hot dogs very often anymore.
Well,
I still like a good encased meat from time to time, but it's like I live for those hot dogs with the onions and the mustard, and it's so good. Is there anything new, Brooks? I mean, that's always such a big thing for you guys when opening day rolls around. I mean, for all the teams, you know, all the cool new menu items, and you guys brainstorm and come up with a lot of clever new creative stuff. Was that sort of put on hold because of the pandemic
it
and
really
the limit
was.
Fans, or is there new stuff?
Yeah, it really was, especially being shut down all of 2020.
Yeah.
You know, any sort of construction projects, really, you know, we do have some online for 2022, but we had to put, because we didn't know. We didn't know if we were going to be at 25%, if we were going to have fans. So we've made sure that our big project has been this, of getting to this point of what are our operations going to look like in 2021 with limited capacity, with all the protocols. You know, I think what you will see that is new is a lot of hands-free, whether it's the hands-free sinks in the bathrooms and contact, everything that's contactless is what we're trying to bring. And just have to applaud the work of our operations staff, led by Terry Savarese, to get us to this point. Has been really incredible work, and anxious to get the feedback from the fans. But just a warning, if you're headed here, it's going to be a little bit different.
Yeah,
Brooks, I'm always hands-free in the restroom. That's the way I operate. I just want to let you know that. And have you guys received any guidance from the state and or the city on when we're going to kick this thing up to 50%?
Good question.
75%, when we're going to, you know, flood that park with 40,000 White Sox fans.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to get there, but no, we haven't had any further guidance or, you know, hey, we hope to, you know, it's so funny. I hear people saying, well, you know, they hope to get to here, they hope to get to there. You know, we can hope all we want, but there really is no direction at this point, because, you know, we had seven games on the north side over the last week, and, you know, their procedures and policies, and especially with us being an outdoor facility, went well. We want to have the same success and show the city and the state that we're capable of increasing this, and that hopefully as cases go down and people are able to recover quicker and vaccinations go up, you know, we'll be in position to be able to do it. But there's no magic secret or anything that's hidden of where we hope to be at X percentage by X date, but we certainly hope that we can expand this and we do this the right way to keep our fans safe.
Great info, Brooks. We appreciate it. Enjoy opening day, all right?
Guys, the best. Thanks. We'll see you
at the
ballpark.
We'll talk
to you
soon. See you at the park. There's Brooks Boyer from the White Sox. We have our Masters contest. Before we go any further, let's give away our golfers, because the Masters has teed it up.
It's on the way.
The first 20 callers right now are going to get a golfer and or the field. This is what we're doing. We're doing it for all the majors this year, okay? The first 20 callers. Here's what's going to happen. Merkin's going to give you someone in the top 19 in terms of odds, all right, the top 19 favorites, and then one caller will get the field in case, let's say, Charles Schwartzel wins it because he's not in the top 19 in the odds. The winner is going to get to cheer. The winner will get a $100 gift card to Golf Center Des Plaines. So get a golfer, cheer him on all weekend, and if you win, you will get a $100 gift card to Golf Center Des Plaines. So 1 through 20, you're in. 312-332-3776. The rain stopped. It's pouring again. What can we expect for the opener at about 3 o'clock later today on the South Side? Tracy Butler fills us in next. This hour of the show is brought to you by Manscaped. The Lawnmower 3.0 is the perfect tool for a safe and satisfying Manscaped job. Get 20% off and free shipping with the discount code Chicago.
Released from the Cram Studios on State Street again, this is the Carmen and Yurko Show out on the town, living the good life at Points Bet Sportsbook at Club Hawthorne in Crestwood. It's opening day, the Southside Way.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
It's all happening here. Yeah, absolutely. Points Bet Sportsbook, Club Hawthorne OTB in Crestwood. Swing by, say hi. Watch the golf here today. Watch two-day baseball games. I mean, there's got to be 100 TVs in there. You can make all your wagers. And you can win tickets to the South Side this weekend. We have tickets for Saturday and Sunday to give away. Plus, we have an autographed Frank Thomas jersey that's going to be raffled off a little bit later on. So stop by and say hi. Let's get to Tracy Butler and see if we're going to play baseball today. I'm going to the game. Hopefully they do play. If not, they'll use the open date tomorrow. Tracy, of course, the great meteorologist and our great friend from ABC7. This morning didn't look so bad. Yeah, it was drizzling a little. It was nice and warm, but man, it's cooled off, and we've had a couple of heavy rains come through the area where we are, Tracy. What should we expect for the rest of the day?
Well, here's the thing. I think if this game was going to be scheduled at all today, I think the window of time when it is scheduled is the best time for us. I really think from now through about 3 o'clock, we're going to have some isolated, heavier downpours, and it's going to be kind of showery. Plus, you probably noticed those winds kicking up a little bit out there, too. So if there's any delay in the game today, I think it would be when the first pitch is supposed to happen. But as the afternoon goes on, I think our rain chances are going to be lower and lower into the early part of the evening. So I think the timing is pretty good.
We really got a counterclockwise thing going on here, don't we?
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. You know, we have this upper-level low, and we've had kind of a parade of them moving across the area. So this one, they're coming out of the Central Plains and moving right across the Chicago area. So, yes, indeedy. Now, our wind direction this afternoon, it's been out of the south and southeast through the morning. We're getting it southerly right now. It'll probably become more south-southwesterly, and we could be looking at some 20 to 30-mile-per-hour wind gusts during the ball game here later today. And also, yeah, what you're going to notice, too, is our temperature right around 310 is going to be at about 60 degrees, but I think that temperature is going to be falling back through the mid-50s as the game does go on. And, and while I do think, again, initially there will be some showers, I still think we're going to be able to play ball.
We've already hit our high temperature of the day, obviously, and it's just going down a little bit. Yurko amazes me. I mean, I just know if it's dry or if it's raining, if it's hot or cold. He's talking about counterclockwise swirls and stuff. I don't understand. How about the rest of the weekend? Are we going to at least get a pretty nice weekend?
Well, that's the I think Saturday. So we have what time is the game on Saturday?
They play a day game, I believe, on Saturday. I'll double check that, but I think it's a day game.
Okay, perfect. The Saturday game should be great. The Sunday game, I am looking at Sunday maybe potentially being a pretty wet day. Mm. We're looking at another pretty good storm system coming Saturday night into Sunday that could be a super soaker perhaps for Sunday. But Saturday looks great. We're looking at highs in the mid-60s. And just a little heads up about next week. I know we've been enjoying some 80-degree temperatures around here. Next week, we're looking at highs probably low to mid-50s. But it looks pretty quiet next week, too.
Yeah, it's going to feel like April. This was a nice week, though. Tracy, thanks so much. Have a great weekend, okay?
All right, guys. You too. Go Sox.
Go Sox. We'll talk to you later. So Tracy says if the scheduling today is actually good. There's the window. Should be there for them to play. First pitch run 3:10. Connor's pregame will start at 2 here on your home for White Sox baseball, ESPN 1000. We're going all the way until 2 o'clock today. So you got plenty of time to swing by and say hi to us. And don't forget, not only will Connor have the pregame show at 2, And he'll be part of the broadcast later today. We've got McKnight at the movies at 11:30.
Always exciting.
It is Thursday, after all, and we've got another wonderful edition
and
of McKnight at the movies.
You've done a better job of guessing these movies than I have.
I
always jump the gun, and I make some presumptions on what I'm hearing, and I've invariably been wrong in the first segment. In the second segment, I get it a little bit, and then it nails it home in the third segment.
Boys, let me give you a little sneak preview today.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
You're going to need to bring your A game.
Uh-oh.
I'm not going to lie. It's,
you're saying it's a challenging one.
I think you're yes. I think you guys and the listeners will be challenged.
But still a well-known movie? I mean,
yes,
it's not something obscure?
Very well-known, but you're going to have to definitely bring your A game.
Generic at the beginning. You know, when it's generic at the beginning, you kind of could be a number of different movies.
See, Yerk and I do not know the movie, so we play along with you. Connor will do that for us in about 35 minutes. We want to take some baseball phone calls. Look, it hasn't been the most pleasant week to open up the season. And yeah, we get it. Okay, it's 1 week. And things could look very different 2 months from now. I certainly hope so for my White Sox because they played a sloppy week of baseball. That's not being overly critical. That's not being mean. That's being honest.
It is.
They played a sloppy week. They ran themselves out of innings twice yesterday. Their defense continues to be an issue. I don't even want to lambast their pitchers for not being able to go through six. The way they're playing right now, they're giving the opposition extra outs. And so it wasn't a very pleasant week. That is not being too hard on the White Sox. I'm sorry.
And on the north side of town, they can't get double-digit hits. Three hits
yesterday.
They've had every game but one where they've had five hits or less. Every game but one, five hits or less, Carm.
Three of their last four, and I only wrote this down because Yurko drove the point home yesterday, and they did it again, three hits. Three of their last four games, the Cubs have had three or fewer hits.
And if the Cubs don't – are the Cubs playing today?
Yes, they're in Pittsburgh
in an opener. If they don't get 10 hits today, we are doing the contest.
Okay.
And the contest is when it will be the first game the Cubs get the 10 hits. We'll hand them out as we move forward. We'll get 20 people in the next 20 days. If the Cubs can't get out in the next 20 games, if the Cubs can't – whoever gets a double hit day is the winner.
Yeah, I've had some Cub fans say on Twitter, Carm, why are you and Yerk surprised? Why should anybody be surprised? Fool me once. You know, it's like, why? What are you? Shame on me. Fool me twice.
Well, I'm surprised that the Cubs are hitting historically bad. This is historically
flip
bad.
That, actually. Shame on you, shame
on
me.
Yeah, shame on you,
fool
shame
me
on
once,
me.
Shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Yeah, all of them.
Excuse me.
I'm with you on every
single Cub fans are saying that. Like, why are you guys surprised?
Because I didn't expect them to hit 124. I did not expect the Cubs to come out of the gate
hitting
124 as a team.
Especially with the weather being so nice. It's not like you can even blame the bad weather.
Right.
You know, they've had nice weather other than the opener.
A horrific start at the plate.
Right.
The fact that they're 3-3 is an absolute miracle.
We'll talk about some of the woes here for both sides of town, and we want to hear what you think about it. Can the Cubs hitting recover and respond at some point? And are the White Sox going to stop playing sloppy games? Because that's been the problem. Their hitting's fine. 312-332-3776. That's the number. Plus, Jim Miller's going to join us during the 11 o'clock hour. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.